found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Here it is, a Tuesday edition of Tidbits. First time we've done Tidbits since the time change. And I must say, I'm not happy. Not happy at all. I thought I'd be okay with it. Because, you know, I was. But now it's like the alarm is going off when I would be waking up early. And it wasn't pleasant this morning.
Poor guy.
And I just didn't want to get up. And I just laid there. You know why? I don't know. I did, because I've got the 4:30 alarm and then the 5:06. The 5:06 is the emergency alarm, basically.
Right, right.
I even snoozed the 5:06.
Jeez, man.
I just don't want to do this, I said to myself.
Wow.
But here I am, Matt. I made it like a trooper.
Look at you.
Didn't have enough time to apply for a vacation day, so I made it in. And we're ready to roll.
Okay.
How'd the last few days go for you?
You know, it was pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay.
I can't complain.
I ran
a classic episode yesterday.
Oh, a classic.
Since it was Monday.
Yeah.
And I ran the day after the time change last year.
Okay.
And we were both very groggy. Not excited to be here.
No. So nothing's changed.
No.
In the year.
No. But got some really good feedback from some people that texted in and said, yeah, that was cool.
That was good.
Cool to hear. So.
So at least the river folks.
Yep.
Get to hear that. My people, they suffer. We suffer daily here, don't we, folks?
We suffer daily.
This indicates nearly half. So if you're a parent of teenagers, you've got something to look forward to. Nearly half, 47% of parents with a child older than 18 provide them with at least some financial support. Savings.com found that these parents are shelling out $1,384 a month on average.
What?
$1,384 a month. Well, just give your kid all your money.
It's jeez.
By other measures, young adults are doing well.
Well, yeah, they're doing great.
Compared with their parents at this age, Gen Zers are more likely to have a college degree and work full-time. In particular, the ladies, who are not only achieving increasing levels of education, but also earning more. Yet 61% of adult children still living at home don't contribute to household expenses at all. Now, don't you think that back in the day, that creates, you know, living out, the bitter parent. Then that created the bitter parent.
It really did, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Now they're not bitter anymore? Because it was, you know.
So I guess that's my question, okay, because it says they're shelling out $1,384 a month on average. So does that just mean, you know, if mom and dad have a mortgage, does that count? If mom and dad are paying for the light bill, does that count? The internet, satellite cable? I mean, does all that count towards that?
I don't know.
You'd be paying it anyway if I weren't here, if we were here. See,
there we go. That's...
That was my attitude when I was still living at home at 26.
Cook your own, you know, if they want something to eat. It says 58% of parents said they have sacrificed their own financial security for the sake of their adult children. That's a jump from 37% of parents a year ago. One expert said parents should have a good financial plan for themselves.
It's hard to do that when I'm paying for all your crap, but okay.
Then budget how they can give money to their kids and help them out. So, now, I remember back in the day, if I had a like a major concern, like a vehicle breakdown. I'd get, you know, something like that.
Right.
But it certainly wasn't, shelling out every month, you know. To, and even then, it felt terrible.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
$1,384 a month on average.
I'm trying to think. Once we moved out, man, it was, we didn't.
You just didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have the occasional, your kid's doing okay. You know, maybe the wallet comes out. Your kid's doing okay.
Your kid's doing all right. You need a little something.
Yeah.
Here, go have dinner.
So anyway, and then that stops. It seems like you hit, you know, so many years, you're gone.
Yeah.
And it just, it's gone. You have flown the coop. You're now officially on your own with no additional assistance.
That's right.
So I just can't believe that much.
That's like 16 grand a year.
No kidding.
Yeah.
In child support.
Yeah. Well, basically. I mean, in, yeah, $1,384 a month is $16,600.
Wow.
On average.
Yeah, that's a pretty good chunk of change. I don't know.
So does that mean if you're making, let's say you're making,
let's pretend
you're making, you know, 40 grand at your job.
Yeah.
So can you tack on another 16 grand on top of that you're getting from mom and dad?
See, no, I'd be doing okay, I think.
Right. I'm making 56 grand. I mean, that's not too bad, you know? I mean.
Yeah. Well, there's some bitter faces at the Thanksgiving table.
But, you know, you can live with that. You can live with that.
I don't know.
Now, is the hope that the mom and dad are taking care of the kids now so that when it comes time for the kids to take care of mom and dad, the favor will return?
I'd like to see those results. Mm. I won't be living then.
Right.
At least I don't think so, Matt.
Because but, we told our kids that, you know, we'll hit a certain age, then we'll just go back and forth between you guys. So make room. Make room for us because we're coming.
At least they have fair warning. This, you might want to do a tribute today. Eric Carmen.
Yeah, I saw that.
Front man of the pop rock band, The Raspberries. Later went on to have a good solo career. He's died at 74. His wife, Amy, posted news of the singer's death on his website. No details were shared about the circumstances of his death. Now, to me, I remember the days of the television commercials, Ronco.
All right.
They always had these albums that had, okay, and this one, they still had the records.
Yeah.
You'd always have, you know, these various groups. You know, they were like, you know, oh, boy, you could get all those hits.
Right.
And, but they never told you they're only doing about 2.5 minutes of that song. Okay? It was never the complete song on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. Because I had a Ronco album that I'd bought. Raspberries were on there. With the song Go All the Way.
That song isn't very long to begin with.
No, but I'm telling you, they were cutting the songs. They were edited, okay? You weren't getting full-blown versions of those songs. Just so you know, because they were a deal through Ronco. Is All By Myself, remember that one? Never Gonna Fall in Love Again?
Yeah.
Hungry Eyes. And that from Dirty Dancing, that was a big one. And then...
Yeah.
You Make Me Lose Control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the Raspberry Tunes, like, you know, I was just mentioning. And they were always, you know, featured on the Ronco albums when they were playing some of the songs on there. And basically, what Ronco should have told you is what you're hearing on the commercials is basically what you're getting.
Ah.
About 15 seconds.
So I'm right now I'm on I'm on eBay.
All right.
And you can buy a Ronco Presents Far Out.
Okay.
1976 vinyl 12-inch LP.
There you go.
It includes hits from.
Here we go. Here's what you're getting.
Barry Manilow.
Oh, boy.
We always called him Barely Man Enough around here, so. It just comes out whenever I see Barry Manilow.
Right, barely, so you get Barry Manilow. He's on there.
Neil Sedaka.
Oh, boy.
Ace. Tony Orlando and Dawn. Styx. Dave Loggins. Not Kenny.
Okay,
Dave. You get
okay,
Dave.
You get Dave.
Hot Chocolate.
Oh, boy.
You sexy thing. Frankie Valli. Lobo. Isaac Hayes. Sweet Sensation.
Okay.
Discotheques and the Sexolettes. That was a thing. The Moments.
See, this thing's crammed full.
Shirley and Co.
A big
Johnny Taylor.
A big hits.
Jim Stafford.
Spiders and Snakes, yeah. I presume, was on there.
Gloria Gaynor.
See, you're still going. Now, look at the numbers you've already mentioned.
Joe okay? Simon.
You know, your average album had about 7 tracks per side. All right, you're already into track 28, aren't you?
Ray Stevens.
Oh, boy, you got to have it. Oh, yeah, he's funny.
He is funny. Well, that squirrel was just running loose in that church, I tell you. BT Express.
See, there's still more.
That's where we're at. Now. Okay. So now hold on. Let me see what's on the back of this real quick.
So that one.
So you want to go through what songs they had on there?
Okay.
What the actual songs are?
All right. So that one from 76.
Yeah.
Did not have the Raspberries.
No, okay. But we had on side one.
Okay.
All right. It's a Miracle. Barry Manilow.
Okay.
Sad Sweet Dreams from Sweet Sensation. Get Down, Get Down, Joe Simon. My Eyes Adored You, Frankie Valli.
That was a good one. Mm. Oh.
Shame, 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 Shirley and Co. Do Your Thing, Isaac Hayes. Laughter in the Rain, Neil Sedaka.
Oh, boy.
Misty from Ray Stevens.
Oh, see, now that wasn't even a funny tune.
I'll say that was, that was a legit one, right? Yeah. Get Dancing from Disco Tex and the Sexolettes. And then...
What a action-packed front side. Okay, this is... You've got this on your turntable?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a just an automatic party.
Yeah.
You put that on, bam, we're going. And then Ace, How Long? That's side one. Okay, side two, now you're right. Usually there's there's the 8-per side, but whatever.
These are very small.
Yeah. Side two, Express from BT Express.
Okay. Oh, good.
Please Come to Boston, Dave Loggins.
See, that's the only hit he had.
Never Can Say Goodbye from Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria Gaynor. How about that?
Look at Me, I'm in Love from The Moments. Don't Tell Me Goodnight from Lobo. Who's Making Love? Johnny Taylor. My Girl Bill.
Oh, My Girl.
My Girl Bill from Jim Stafford.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Emma, Hot Chocolate. Lady from Styx.
Now, you know how long that song is in and of itself.
Lady?
Yeah. I mean, it's decent length.
I mean, it's a normal length, I think.
You know, but, I mean, these were not, I'm telling you, they weren't, you weren't getting a super-duper bargain.
Look in My Eyes, Pretty Woman, Tony Orlando and Dawn. So that's side two. So that's, okay. That's,
So how many are they touting on TV? You get 22 fantastic tracks.
Right.
So there's, see, they just brought all that up due to the death of Eric Carmen. Hmm. So, but they did those Ronco albums probably till about then. I'm trying to think when they started phasing them out.
Yeah.
Because the Raspberry Tunes, they were like from the early 70s. So I was probably seeing those commercials in about 73, 74. And that's a little later version. You're starting to get a touch of disco on there.
Yes, so, yes, you are.
Oh, do you have so much to look forward to over the next?
Oh, my gosh. I have a whole list of their various ones.
So all the Ronco albums.
So the first
there?
One came out in 1970, apparently.
Okay, 70.
And that was Do It Now, 20 giant hits.
20.
20 giant hits.
Oh, the 20 giant.
And it never occurred to anybody, that's a good deal right there. You had...
Well, beat trying to tape your song on the recorder.
True. And you had the Beatles, Melanie.
Oh, boy.
Crazy Elephant, B.J. Thomas, Mel and Tim, Jimi Hendrix.
That was on the first one?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Red House. Red House is at least 5 minutes from Hendrix, and that's...
There's no way.
There's no way, no. Yeah. Tea Garden and Van Winkle. God Love Rock and Roll. I never heard that before.
See, you need to look these up.
Neil Diamond, The Association, Jefferson Airplane, Janis Joplin, Buffalo Springfield, Richie Havens, The Turtles, Steam, The Birds, Ides of March, Eric Burden, Donovan, and
see, there's so many.
Five Stair Steps. That was all on one album.
There you go. The things you could get from Ronco.
Wow.
And that same guy then later
now,
came out.
I thought it was just Ronco was just the guy that made.
No, that's
you know, like,
well,
the,
Ronco
like
was
the Pocket
making,
Fisherman well, and was, the Rotisserie. And
he was making cut up music albums before he started that stuff. It is 8:37. We're way late. Oh, we're late. We'll check news, a look at weather, and more tidbits coming up.
This is Tidbits.
What's that fella's name? Ron Popeil. Is that his name? Popeil? Something like that.
It's Popeil, right?
It's something.
Yeah.
Or that's the Ronco.
Yeah. It's,
so you got to, you remember? Mom had the set it and forget it. Okay.
The rotisserie thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really worked pretty well.
I'm sure it did.
It truly did.
I'm sure it did.
So not everything you got from Ronco, but.
He had the pocket fisherman. Yeah. He had all sorts of stuff.
I got a pocket fisherman one year for Christmas.
Look at that.
never touched the water.
Yeah.
Unless I threw it over the bridge driving, you know. I just, you know, I'm not going to use a pocket fisherman. I'm going the real deal here. But you could be in your suit, according to that commercial, and, hey, you want to fish.
You want to fish in the retention pond out in front of your office. Go for it.
And I'm sure they sold a bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
So, now, I can't imagine.
Oh, he had the Vegematic?
Oh, yes, the Vegematic.
The Pocket Fisherman. He had the, oh, my gosh, Rhinestone and Stud Machine.
Oh, see, that was a big one.
The Food Dehydrator.
Oh, my, yeah.
Man.
You want jerky? There you go. You had dried fruit.
He had knife sets.
Yeah. He made a lot of money.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
You know, it's a lot of money. But the set it and forget it, that was, you know, that was the thing.
But he also was very, very good at using the infomercial format to really sell his stuff. Oh, the solid flavor injector. That's where you could.
Yes, that's right.
Inject, you know.
Now, didn't that come with your save it and forget it? Or was that a separate?
Probably eventually, but yeah. I remember, you know, you could. But like, how many people now, if you ever watch any food show, like, they're always injecting, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he was ahead of the time. The automatic pasta maker. Oh. The drain buster. Just clears the drain.
Yes. I got one of those.
Really?
It works, too.
Nice.
Thank you, Ron Popeil.
The cap snaffler.
I don't know what that one is.
Let's see. I have no idea what the cap snaffler does. The
must help you get lids off.
20-piece cutlery set.
Oh yeah, gotta have that.
The little thing that says Ron invented a new star ranking system for his cutlery set, which is a hilarious thing to do. Well, mine's 6 stars.
See,
The Showtime rotisserie.
Yes,
Mr. Microphone.
Oh, that was about. I'll come back and get you. You know, that was. Hey, beautiful, we'll come back later and get you something. I'll pick you up later.
So it was basically, it went through your FM radio.
Yeah, yeah. You could sing along. There you were.
Yeah.
The first, really, karaoke unit, if you think about it.
Smokeless ashtray.
Well, that was a good one.
I had relatives that had the smokeless ashtray.
There has to be, every person out there knows someone that's had Ronco products.
Mm-hmm. I remember that the smokeless ashtray was funny because, like, for it to work, you had to leave your cigarette in the ashtray.
Yes.
And then when you want it, you had to pick it up, smoke it, and then put it back.
Right.
Otherwise.
You know, it's just.
Because, I mean, you know.
You got to leave it in.
Because everyone knows when you smoke a cigarette, what you do is you put it down.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, a lot of people I'm around do. And it blows right in my face. They need a Ronco Smoke-O-Matic, okay?
Then there's the Chop-O-Matic.
Oh, the Chop-O-Matic.
The Dial-O-Matic, which is the. That was more of a mandolin slicer, so you had the dial on the slide where you could adjust how thick or thin you wanted it. The Pocket Fisherman.
Oh, yes.
GLH9 hair and a can.
Oh, boy, I forgot about that one.
Yes. So that was I remember they called it like some kind of fiber, and you would sprinkle it on your head, and it filled in your thinning hair.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. Just pray it doesn't rain. The Ronco Rhinestone Stud Setter. So back in the day.
Back in the 70s, you had to have rhinestones.
Well, I mean, even into the 90s, you had to put stones on everything.
Yeah, they come and go, rhinestones.
Inside the Shell Egg Scrambler.
Yes, I remember that. How genius is that? Now, right. You know, it's like,
I'm telling you, man.
How hard is it for you to get up there? And don't call it a scrambled egg if it's a sheet of egg. All right? That's a sheet that's not scrambled.
So there you go. Those are some of the
Fantastic products.
Invention from Ronco.
Now, this would be a rude awakening. At least 50 passengers were injured in what airline officials described as a technical event that caused a Latam Airlines flight from Sydney, Australia to Auckland, New Zealand to experience a strong movement. Dozens of injured passengers and crew were treated when the flight landed in Auckland, and at least 12 were hospitalized.
And yet this is a technical event.
Passengers said the plane suddenly nosedived. Oh, that's going to be the worst feeling on Earth.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
And they saw people hitting the ceiling.
Hitting the ceiling. You're going along, all of a sudden, bam, people are flying up, hitting the ceiling. Well, but we call this a technical event. It was just an unfortunate current with strong movement in the sky.
It's a Boeing 787 Dreamliner.
Good Lord.
They hit with such force that some panels were broken. They said some passengers were covered in blood. And doctors on board helped patch up people with broken bones. Boeing says it's working to gather more information about the flight. An aviation expert said the flight radar shows the plane abruptly dropping about 300 feet, apparently after its nose was forced down. So all those people that were not strapped in with their seatbelts became a flying object, basically. It's not clear whether pilot error or a mechanical or software issue is to blame.
Man.
Now, Boeing will, of course, be getting to the bottom of this, as we have this information as well from Boeing. Okay. And it's one of those deals. We've talked about this before. Be careful. A whistleblower, the former Boeing staffer, testified about the company's production standards, found dead.
Uh-oh.
John Barnett found dead in his truck in a hotel parking lot in South Carolina. The ex-quality manager at Boeing's North Charleston plant died from a self-inflicted wound.
With air quotes, they're still with quotes, self-inflicted.
His death came during a break in depositions in a whistleblower retaliation suit where he alleged under pressure workers were deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the assembly line. Now, they've been having all kinds of issues.
Oh, yeah, doors flying off and, yeah.
He said that in some cases, second-rate parts were literally removed from scrap bins before being fitted to planes that were being built to prevent delays. That's pretty bad.
Wow.
So I guess, you know, if you're a whistleblower, watch your back.
So he's doing the right thing, keeping them honest, and, yeah, bam, suddenly he's...
He won't be testifying.
He's dead in his truck in a parking lot.
Where else are you going to go to do that?
I guess.
No need to do it at home.
No.
I think I'll park here in this hotel parking lot. I mean, come on. So anyway, that's concerning Boeing in the news. This, now, have you heard some of the NFL news going on? Now, the Colts, they've, they're last year's basically quarterback, Gardner Minshew, is now a Raider.
Oh, really?
So he's gone to Las Vegas.
Okay.
2 years, $25 million. 15 guaranteed.
Not bad.
Yeah, again, he's got a pretty good shot at this.
Yeah.
He's he'll compete with Aiden O'Connell for the starting job. So the Colts are saying, thanks, Gardner, but we're going back to our old standards. And you expect that.
Yeah.
So good luck to him. Tennessee and former Dallas Cowboy running back Tony Pollard, they've got a 3-year, $24 million contract. How do these guys survive? Green Bay signed running back Josh Jacobs, and they cut Aaron Jones in the same fell swoop. Packers choose to swap out their 29-year-old running back for a 26-year-old model. He's reached a 4-year, $48 million deal.
Dang.
With the Packers. Then we've got in the news, let's see, what else? There was a running back, and there he is. I think I've covered all of them.
Okay.
There we go. So that's just some of the stuff going on right now in the NFL. If you're a daily marijuana user, you enjoy it. You feel good. It helps you with your aches and pains. It's almost medicinal to you. Mm-hmm. Says adults who use Mary Jane daily are 25% more likely to have a heart attack than those who don't.
Wow.
So you've increased your risk one quarter.
Huh.
The study by the National Institute of Health also found a 42% increased likelihood of stroke linked to daily marijuana cannabis use. So there you go.
Interesting.
Because, you know, I've got friends out there that, you know, to each his own, I say. People can break out in what is nicknamed margarita rashes if they are skin sensitive to certain fruits or vegetables and then get some sun exposure.
Okay.
The medical term for these outbreaks is dermatitis.
Photocontact.
And there you go.
Photocontact dermatitis.
Handling produce such as lime, figs, and celery.
All the everything you want in your margarita. Figs. I'll have a fig margarita.
Or coming into contact with plants like hogweed and St. John's wort can set some folks up for photocontact dermatitis.
Don't some people, what does St. John's wort do?
Oh, that helps you with your brain.
Is that what it is?
Gives you better, you feel better about your gives you better mental health.
Right.
Helps with that. For other people, medicines taken either by mouth or applied to the skin can help spur skin reactions. I think I had a reaction once to eating strawberries.
No kidding.
I had quite a few of them, okay? And I ended up in a rash, okay? So I think I overdid it.
I was just talking, when I graduated high school, we had a graduation party.
Yeah.
And we had, the only thing we had at my party was some, like a fruit tray and a cake.
Okay.
All right. And mom had the fruit tray made from some caterer, and they brought it over, and they included this, like, gallon of their fruit dip.
Oh.
And I'd never had that before.
Oh, that's
good stuff.
I
didn't know that was the thing. Mm. And I ate some, and it was the greatest thing I had ever put in my mouth, ever. And so.
Didn't know fruit could be so good.
I didn't. I had no clue. Like, I enjoyed fruit, but I didn't know it was that good. And, you know, over the summer, man, I could not stop eating that stuff. It was just the best thing. And I don't remember getting a rash, but I remember, you know, not feeling very well after consuming, you know, pounds and pounds of strawberry and pineapple and grapes. And
I wonder how many extra calories you're adding with that dip.
Doesn't matter. It was so good.
I know.
Did not care. It was
it
so
enhances
good.
The fruit.
Oh, so good.
No doubt about that.
And it was. I remember it was in the fridge. It was just giant. I mean, it just came with the platter.
And this, finally, imagine being at your local Mickey D's when a raccoon wanders in. This
okay.
happened in Toronto. Now, you know, this guy's probably looking to get in there, get some fries, find a nice watering hole, wash them. Okay. He approaches a man recording the video and investigates his legs. Don't bite me.
Right.
The animal then turns its attention to a jacket on the seat behind the guy, which has a faux fur liner. The man continues to film as the raccoon wanders through the restaurant as an employee tries to lead it to the door with a broom. The TikTok user said McDonald's employees tried using chicken nuggets to lure the trash panda to the exit, but he didn't fall for it.
Really?
So I don't know how they eventually got him out. Can you imagine that? And he's pretty good size.
He's pretty big.
Luckily, he doesn't appear to be angry. Not nope. biting, you know, if he bit you.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. But, you know, they are amusing. You always say that. But that's what they do. You know, we call it, you know, oh, he's going to wash his food.
Right.
You know, but that's just something that they do. I don't know, you know. Mm-hmm. But I remember being a kid and throwing French fries to this raccoon that was in a zoo. So I'm sure you weren't supposed to be feeding him.
Oh, 100%. There's rules for people like you.
You know, and he'd wash it because he had a little, kind of like a, I don't know, pool in there that he could use. But then you're very...
So here's the deal. Raccoons, we're going to learn something.
All right, here we
Before
go.
Before we leave, okay. We're going to learn something. Raccoons wet their food by dipping it in water. Yes. They do this to gather sensory information. Raccoons use nerve endings in their paws to gather sensory information about their food. They understand what they're eating. Wetting the food helps raccoons understand what they're eating. And soften food. Soaking food in water can soften it, making it easier to swallow. So how we use our sight to kind of figure out what we're doing, they use, and wetting helps them do
and,
that.
And the professionals learn from the raccoons when it comes to eating hot dogs for the Nathans. You dip it in water.
That's right. That's right.
How do you do that? Doesn't that weigh it down even more?
It's so gross. I don't know.
You just have a ton of soaking bread.
Soggy, yeah, bro. Gosh, I can't imagine.
So there you go. Some tidbits for you on this Tuesday. So,
all right.
Thanks for that on the raccoons.
There you go. Now we've learned something.
Everybody's getting new wrinkles in their brains.
That's right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you, buddy.
All right, then.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.